Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
I got some prizes that I want you to guess. Now it's time to put you both to the test. Search Marketplace. A can of mace? Goodness gracious, it's The Price is Right.
Oh, back again for 2022. Unfortunately, no Bilbo today, but we do have someone just as great. Chandra Llewellyn
to
the newsroom. Hello.
Hello, hello.
How was your little holiday?
It was really good. It was nice and warm in New South Wales.
It's lovely here.
Is it?
Don't be saying that, Chandra. We have turned it on for you. We said you're coming back home.
Blue skies, bit of wind, of course, but...
The rest of the week, and it's not too hot. You don't want it to be too
this
hot, Chandra.
True, yeah. It's still that, like, nice, cool breeze.
Yeah. See? Now, take those words back about that state we don't talk about and say you love it here.
I love it, okay?
All right, so you've got some items from around Geelong, the surf coast, the Ballerine on Marketplace. Herbie and I just have to get closest to the pin.
I've got a good feeling about this year. The last time I won might have been maybe August last year. So this is coming in strong for 2022.
Here we go. Let's kick it off with the first one.
All right. So two bamboo lamps that would go on a table. How much?
Bamboo lamps.
Bamboo. Mm. What? How big are we talking?
So they would go on a table.
Yeah, but a lot of things can go on a table, Chandra.
Well, it's not like from the floor. Like it's...
No, yeah, that it's on the table, but...
I'm going to say... 40 centimetres.
40 centimetres, okay.
Okay.
So that's a mid-sized table lamp, I'd say.
And what colour?
So the shade was like a cream colour.
Okay.
And then...
Two of them
together.
Got a number going with it. Let's see how we go. Ooh.
God, I feel not good about this.
That's a hard one. Still caught up on the fact that they're... on the table.
All right. Well, I thought I'd say that anyways. So, Josh, you said 35. Herbie, you said 23. And it's $20.
Oh, yes! Well done, Herb.
I told you I had a feeling.
Good job.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
Something in the water today.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that felt good.
Something in Herbie's water, that's for sure.
Something in that pink jug.
Is that vodka?
Please.
I was wondering what that smell was anyway.
Next one. So you know those egg chairs? So this is a white one and it's brand new.
Are we shopping for your house again?
I was actually having a look for myself as well. And it's a deluxe, so it's a two-seater.
Oh, we can
that's
both fit.
That's a big one.
Yeah. A white egg. Or
is that one that you're hanging outside down, sort of thing?
You can have it in the house. Yeah, okay. You can have it outside.
Well, right. On a table, Chandra?
No. No. Don't put it on a table.
This is going to have to be a bit more expensive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Come on, don't worry.
Interesting. Ooh.
As she stumbles over.
Oh, this is going to be close. All right, so Josh, you said 157.
Yeah.
Herbie, you said 85, and it's $100.
So it's not close at all. Herbie wins.
I've won.
Well done. That was really good.
Well done.
Go me.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Don't doubt yourself, kids. People doubted me. Thanks. But look at me.
No one doubted you.
Everyone doubted
not
me.
Even for a second.
Thank you so much, Chandra Llewellyn from the newsroom. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.
There's a bit of a crazy story that's come out of the UK this week, and it's to do with a lady named Tracy Scholes. She's 57, and she's a bus driver. She has been a bus driver for the same company for 34 years.
Oh, wow.
And
what an effort.
What, I mean, think of the annual leave. The long service leave.
Oh, yeah. Tripled up.
You're doing very, very well there, old Tracy. But unfortunately for her, the buses, they had a redesign. And then because of this redesign with the buses, which is good, you know, you want to make sure the buses are up to scratch and safety and everything. But the redesign meant that poor Tracy couldn't reach the pedals properly.
Oh, wow.
Because if she did reach them, it would cause a blind spot while driving. And so it was actually unsafe.
Oh, really?
So
she couldn't see out the windscreen, essentially.
I know. Now, she's 5 foot, so she is quite small. But
it's not like, doesn't seem that small, though, does it?
No, but remember, I've never driven a bus, but I've watched them, and it's, you know, it's a big steering wheel, and you've got to reach. So I feel like it's bigger than just your car to just go dunk. You know,
okay,
it's a lot more manoeuvring. Anyway, because of this, she went and told her employer and said, look, this is what's happened. And they dismissed her and said, unfortunately, you can't work for us. So she's gone through the ropes being, hang on, this is a bit unfair. I've worked for you for this long. Anywho, there's a nice end to this. She's been reinstated but just has to do a different route of the bus.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Can't be on that one. She's got to take
it. She's an old bus.
Yeah. Okay. One that's got a smaller one. So
hopefully it's got aircon on it. Otherwise it'd be filthy when you got on that bus.
You're like, why'd I get this one? But she's come out and she said she's happy.
Yeah.
But I thought, now that is an annoying situation for someone who is a bit short. And I understand that short people do struggle at times.
Yeah, for sure.
But I thought, what is good about short people?
What is the good thing?
Yeah, what is the good things? Now, there's some things that is great, Josh. I'm average height. I'm only 5'4". So anyone smaller than me, like Chandra and that, yep. Being short could lower your risk for certain cancers.
Really?
Yep. A 2014 study of more than 5 million Europeans, a big study, found that taller person is at greater risk for developing cancers such as breast and skin. And that's reported by the BBC.
Wow.
I know.
That's a good thing.
Could be a better distance runner.
Yeah, that's right, because I guess you're carrying
less lighter weight. So if you're taller, you'd be better at swimming, but smaller, better at running. You're also less likely to encounter stressful life events. So this
just can't
one.
See it.
This one actually is going towards more men. So according to a New York study, men under 5'7 are 32% less likely to divorce than those on average of taller heights.
I'm not going to say it.
Come on, Josh.
No, nothing.
Contribute to
good
the party.
No, they're doing well.
You may be laughing.
They found someone and they're going to stick with it. That's what I'm saying.
But Josh, you may be laughing now. You won't be after this one.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is again directed to the men.
Yeah.
If you are a male under 5'9", it is reported by a Hungarian study. This is done of over 500 heterosexual men that those under 5'9 reported getting more action in the bedroom than those taller, 3 times more a week, Josh.
Really? Well, it's a lot of effort for the tall people.
What do you have to do?
A bit more to
climb
carry
a mountain
around
to get there?
Absolutely. It's heavy, Josh. Okay.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
It's great to have things back open and running again, Herbie.
Oh, yeah. And down at Werribee Zoo, they've got some exciting things happening.
That's right, the Sunset Safaris are on at the moment. We've got the Savannah manager, Dominique Moss. He joins us now. How are you?
Good, thanks. It's lovely to chat to you, Herbie and Josh.
It'd be good having people back at the zoo and you can finally, well, people can finally do some things now, can't they?
Oh, how nice is that? Yeah, I mean, we've been really lonely without our visitors. So just to have everybody back has been stunning. We enjoy it. Our animals love it. And I can tell you now, looking at the faces of the people, they're really loving it as well. I had a lady burst into tears down at the giraffe encounter the other day because she was so moved to be back. And she was this, here I am feeding, you know, these massive animals. And she just burst into tears. So, you know, you see something like that and it's just tears of joy. It's lovely.
Well, no doubt now with your Sunset Safari, which has just relaunched, there's going to be even more tears because this looks gorgeous.
Oh, it's stunning. If the zoo isn't beautiful enough, you should just see it at sunset. I mean, it's like you're on the plains of Africa. It's like you're out on the Serengeti and the Masai Mara, and you've got all these beautiful plains animals roving around. It's just really awesome. And just to experience the zoo late in the evening on your personalized safari, it's just stunning. And it's running for 3 months. We're running already every Saturday and Sunday until March the 13th. So, yeah, 5:30 till 9 every Saturday, Sunday. So
I can vouch for that as well. I've done it. We did it as a date night, Herbie. Not me and you,
but me and my
partner did it.
You
and
did.
We absolutely loved it because you get to see, obviously, the animals, but then you've got the African dancing and the music, and you get a feed as well, Dom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, song and dance, a massive amount of different sorts of African foods and the feel of Africa with the foods and the meals. And, you know, it's a really romantic experience. And, of course, you've got these amazing animals you get to see. So it's you can wander around on foot seeing, you know, African hippos, you know, out and about, and the lions and the wild dogs and all the other things, and then jump on a safari and head out on your own personalised safari tour, which is stunning as well.
And hearing that Josh, he went on a date there, is that a common thing, Dom? Is many people going on dates there, or is anyone proposing on the Sunset Safari?
Oh, big time. It's a fun thing. It's something different to do. You know, your average date night, oh, well, let's go and go to the movies and, oh, that's fine. Let's go out for dinner and whatever. Seriously, I mean, just come out and experience a three-dimensional, four-dimensional, see it, smell it, feel it date night. I guarantee you're going to get lucky.
And speaking about getting lucky, I hear there's a brand new zebra.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is awesome. It's our first male zebra foal in 4 years. So he's been a long time coming. He's got a bunch of sisters, which is great. But any you know, guy with a bunch of sisters will know it can be hard work. But yeah, it's actually the fourth foal we've had this year, but the first male in 4 years. And he's absolutely stunning. His name is Zinhlanu, which is a bit of a tongue twister, but it means five in Xhosa, which is another tongue twister there. Sorry about the names, guys, but you know, we're keeping indigenous. Yeah, Zinhlanu, which is Xhosa.
Now, how's he going around the zoo? Is he a bit of a ladies' man? He's getting a lot of attention, bit of a show off?
He's a bit of a ham in a cat suit. he's awesome. He's Mama's very protective. So you know, anybody comes nearby and those ears go back, and she shows you the teeth, and it's just like, I dare you to touch it. Go ahead, make my day. Just go anywhere near this little thing while it's sleeping.
Tom told me to.
And you're going to get kicked from here to kingdom come.
Wow. So obviously there's always plenty of stuff to do and see at the Werribee Zoo. And Dom, we thank you so much for your time, and really appreciate it.
Love it. Thank you so much, Herbie and Josh. And we hope to see you guys here soon. How about another couple of date nights?
Driving you home, 3 to 7pm weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Beautiful weather if you're heading down to Melbourne to watch the tennis.
Oh, I know.
Australian Open on at the moment, which we're loving viewing here in the background. We've got the TV on, which is great.
It's just a great tournament, isn't it?
And we love to get behind the Aussies. Kyrgios, you and I, big fan.
Absolutely, love
but
him.
But Barty is where it's at.
That's right. Well, because we know she's going to win.
Yeah.
You know? Like, there's more of a chance.
This is true.
We're back a winner here at this show.
Now, I haven't told you something, but I could have been a tennis star, Josh.
You could have been a tennis player.
I say this because I played two seasons when I was younger, won both, retired after winning, obviously.
Okay.
But there was
How old were you first?
Probably around 13, I reckon.
Okay,
seven.
13, okay.
You know? Could have taken it further, but decided to try out other sports. But there was a tournament that I played in Rye, and it was when I was around 10.
Yeah.
Every summer I'd go with my best friend and her family, and we enter in the tennis competition. And I'm not lying when I say I think I competed against Ash Barty.
Really?
Uh-huh. In doubles. I say
really?
This. Because I was 10. And we versed these girls who looked around six. They were so young.
Okay.
And they were killing us. They were smashing it left, right and centre. And I remember getting one game against them and I thought, well, I'm going to remember that. When this person's a star, I remember that I got one game against them, even though I was towering over them.
Yeah.
But I know that I could have been a champion because little Ash, I'm sure it's Ash. I mean, I should show.
It's not confirmed that it's Ash Barty. Could have just been any six-year-old.
I have no photo proof, but my memory is telling me it was Ash. She didn't win any trophies that tournament.
Why?
Because she didn't win. But guess who did? Herb Dog.
Really?
Because I realised at the start going to this tournament, I wasn't going to win in terms of coming first or runners-up.
Yeah.
But I knew, and I've always had a feeling when it comes to sports, they always hand out another reward.
Yeah.
And so throughout the tournament, I'd go and offer the ladies who hand out your draw cards.
I'd go,
do you need a drink? I'd go get them scones and everything.
Yeah.
And so then when it came to the presentation at the end of the tournament, they did the handouts, and I thought, this is it. This is where I'm getting it.
Here we go.
And the Spirit Award goes to
Yours
Herbie.
Yours truly.
To me. So, Ash, I don't know if you can keep your trophies because I've got mine.
Driving you home, 3 to 7pm weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, the Winter Olympics just around the corner.
How good.
Starts the start of Feb, which is exciting. But one of the greatest moments to come out of the Winter Olympics would have to be way back in 1998, when the bobsled team...
Yeah, the Jamaican bobsled team.
Jamaican bobsled team, they made it. And then there was a movie done after that, Cool Runnings.
Wasn't that a great movie? Holds up today.
It does. It definitely does. It's so one good. Of the few that does.
And because you get emotional, because you want them to succeed, don't you?
It is a journey. You love it. And the best thing about this journey is it's not over, because people thought it was only them that were going to do it. No. Because a four-man Jamaican bobsled team is going to compete at the Winter Olympics for the first time in 24 years.
Amazing. Amazing.
Incredible. And so much so that they're doing well over in Jamaica that they've also qualified for the Alpine skiing event.
Oh, wow. Well.
Wouldn't have picked it.
I mean, has that really, like, those guys that wanted to do bobsledding have obviously inspired, like, a Winter Olympic, you know, committee?
Yeah. Like, there's a dream now.
That's awesome.
Kids who, you know, normally you're going for a sprint.
Well, yeah, they're great sprinters,
track and
aren't
field,
they? Yeah.
But now they're going, hey, if they can do it, we can do it. And it's got to be some of the most surprising moments to come out of the Olympics, the ones we talk about.
Love them.
And I think many do come from the Winter Olympics. I mean, Bradbury.
Oh, boy. Well, that was just...
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I mean, he made it to the top level, he made it to the final, and he won gold.
Which I think sometimes people underestimate him and say, oh, you know, he got gold because the others fell over. He still was in the final.
That's right. He did well to get there.
He did. Eric the Eel, just going to your everyday Summer Olympics.
Yeah, that was great.
He learned to swim in his hotel and then took on the 100 metres. I mean, well done.
Emotional. But you need those moments.
Oh, you do. Just to really show you that anything is possible.
Mm.
I found some other ones.
Okay.
That will make you feel great, but also make you doubt yourself and you'll think, gosh, I'm really not that good.
Okay.
So
that's a great thing to feel.
Im Dong-hyun, he was a Korean archer, still is. He won team gold medals at Athens and Beijing and second place in the 2012 London Olympic Games. Well done to him. Why is that so great? Because Im is legally blind.
Oh, what?
With vision of 20/100 in his right eye and 20/200 in his left eye.
Oh, right. So he really can't see.
He can't, but he's winning gold.
Good on him. What's everyone else doing in that event?
I know. And then the Czechs, I don't know what they're doing over there, but they've got a few underdogs that have killed it. So Emil Zatopek, he won the 1952 10,000 metre on the track and field. Ooh. And also claimed the 5,000 metre. He didn't stop there. He thought, I'm going to try out a marathon. The only thing for him is he had never done a marathon, and he entered in a marathon and ended up winning by 2.5 minutes and won gold.
Oh, what?
I know.
How fit is he?
I know. And then sticking with the Czechs, so another lady, Esther Ledecka, she was competing in the Winter Olympics. She was going into the snowboard event, did well in that, but then out of nowhere decided, I'm going in the alpine skiing event.
Yep.
She didn't have skis, borrowed someone's skis, won gold. Wouldn't you be ropeable if that were your skis?
You've trained your whole life. And then someone else
just
on your spare set.
Yeah.
And you've just lost.
Oh. Anything's possible.
Driving you home, 3 to 7pm weekdays. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Fun.
Yeah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
All right, Herbs, let's get your thoughts on the daily topics, see where you sit.
These have been fun this week, Josh.
Yeah. Yeah, nah for no, of course. Mm-hmm. Nah, yeah for yes.
Kicking full of surprises.
This one, killer whales.
Yeah, nah.
Or?
Nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah, I guess they're cool. I don't really know. I haven't seen them. But facts tell me they're very cool.
They are cool. I reckon they're my favourite animal.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though you haven't seen one?
No. Yeah, I
Isn't
reckon
that crazy?
I just think, like, whenever I watch them in a documentary or something, I just think, and they've got the word killer. Like,
it is dangerous.
It just seems incredible. But footage of them's gone viral because this humpback got caught on a line.
Oh, no.
And what it looks like is that the killer whales have actually freed the humpback whale.
Stop it.
And so they've, like, worked out how to get that humpback whale to get free, and then they've all just moved on. But what's even weirder is because they hunt humpback whales.
Do they?
Yeah, they kill whales too. Killer whale.
Yeah, I got the killer part, but I was doubting it for a second.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I'm so baffled. Insane. I need to know more.
But, we could do facts on killer whales a bit later on, but we won't do it now. Okay. We'll move on to the next one. Naming your freckles.
Yeah. Or? Nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. No way. I mean, I've got so many freckles.
Yeah, I'd be in for a while.
Yeah, it'd be a long day. Long birth certificate if you had to name all these bad boys.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Meghan Markle.
Of course.
Surprise, surprise. So her and Harry are starting 11 new businesses.
Sorry, Harry would have a lot of freckles.
He would. but they're naming them after Meghan's ones. She's got 11 apparently, so 11 companies, and they've all got different names. You're missing the freckles on her face maybe, but... Seems a bit of a weird...
Are we missing something here?
Maybe.
Like, is this a market that you and I could jump in? If she's got 11, freckle we've probably name. Got 11,000.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you want a sponsor...
Could be an NFT.
Yeah. I will sell my freckles. If you want a freckle on my body, give us a call.
Last one, public displays of affection.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. Yeah. I mean, it's nice to show... your affection for someone in terms of you go up, you might give them a little hug, you hold their hand.
Maybe every now and then.
But don't go and make out and just relax. And, you know, the sitting on the lap at every seat when there's a spare seat next to you?
Yeah.
Sit on the spare seat.
Too much sometimes.
That's just too much.
So this footage has gone viral of a couple on a train and they're both fully clothed, but she's basically mounting him and they're making out for like four stops, apparently.
Is this a night train?
No,
on the way home?
It's 2 p.m. in the day.
That's two people enjoying their summer holidays.
That's a great day for someone, Herbie and Josh. Okay.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. On K-Rock 955.
We were just talking the other day, this is so random, about you too.
Yes.
And Bono.
Well, because it always pops up on my phone. I might be listening to Spotify, but then something will happen and then because... I've got an iPhone. U2 somehow creeps on there all the time.
Creeps in, just pops in there.
Always.
They've got some big songs.
Massive, yeah.
Got some songs that you'd rather forget or not listen to.
That's true.
And one of the people that wants to forget about them and even regrets them is Bono himself.
The man who wrote them.
The man who wrote them and was singing on the songs. And we're saying, because he's been around since the 80s.
Yeah. Like he's been through a lot, you would say.
Yeah, he's seen a lot. He's been at parties that we will never go to.
No.
I mean, imagine back in the day, he would have been hanging out with the likes of Queen and...
That's it. Was it sex, drugs and rock and roll?
Probably.
That was what it was back then.
Not insinuating that he did it. But,
no. But that's what they all speak about it. They say it was different back then.
So he was saying that, like, he listens to it and what he does is he hears his voice how it was then and how it is now. And he said basically he couldn't sing back then. But I can't hear the difference, so I don't know what he's doing. So he's listening along to it and he's cringing. He's saying the band sounds good, but I sound horrible. And I really don't like the way I sounded back then and how weird it was.
He was letting down the team.
He also hates the name.
You too.
Doesn't like you too.
Really? You would think when it's something has brought you so much success and really your whole life that you would appreciate it and be thankful for it, not say, oh, I hate it.
Yeah, you'd think so. So the reason was they went with the name was the band manager at the time was like, you too. That's, you know, futuristic, kind of cool. You, it's got a letter and a number and it's going to look really good on a T-shirt.
I mean, it's not a bad idea. Look at Elon Musk calling his kid that number. So maybe you too thought...
Yeah, but no one's trying to market that kid.
Yeah. This is true.
I mean, it's going to be all right for him because his dad's the richest man on the planet. But anyway, so Bono's talked about his regrets and he, you know, tries to turn over the radio whenever he's in Dublin because sometimes they must play a lot of U2 being so proud of their greatest export. But he will just change over and he just thinks, oh, no thank you to me, even though they've got 157 million albums.
Isn't that odd?
It's incredible. But he's not the only one that does it. Apparently there's a lot of musicians out there that regret the songs that they've made.
Really?
There's tons. And we're going to put you to the test next.
Oh, no.
We are about to play a game, and this is based off the fact that U2 lead singer Bono regrets some of the songs that he's made.
Not just the songs. He regrets the name U2.
He does. He doesn't like it.
Bit of regret going on in his life.
So we are going to play. It's called the regret game that you've just named. Basically, these are artists, musicians that regret songs that they've made. And these are the songs that they regret.
I guess this could happen because there'd be times where you get given a song and maybe you want a bit of money and you think, oh, I'll just do it.
Well, think back to this. Like when you listen to old audio of yourself from old radio shows and you thought at the time it was pretty funny and then you look back and you go, oh, jeez.
Let's just hope time for my first job never comes to air.
We'll do that another day. We'll do that another day. All right. So what's going to happen is I'm going to read out the lyrics over some jazz music.
Okay.
You just have to tell me who the artist is and what the song was that they regret.
All right. Read out lyrics, song title. Okay.
Okay, you don't need to write that down. Gold teeth, grey goose, tripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care.
Gold teeth, grey goose, ball gowns, slipping on the...
She was very young when she released this song. Went to number one, pretty sure.
I've got a feeling it could be Taylor Swift, but it's...
She was friends with Taylor Swift.
She was friends with... Oh, it's Lorde. There and we'll never be royal. Isn't this song she regrets?
Yeah.
Shush up.
Surely not, because it's the song that made you huge.
And it's probably one of her better songs.
It's yeah, absolutely. Let's move to the next one. I'll give you the tick there because you got there.
Okay. Thanks for the help.
We're going to party like it's 30-12 tonight. I want to show you all the finer things in life. So just forget about the world. We young tonight.
It's not fun tonight.
No,
we're young.
It's a big, big, big pop singer.
Is it Bruno Mars?
No.
It's
not.
Who is it?
It is this. We gotta party like it's Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Now you can't regret a song from one of your earlier days, mate. Oh, this you
one.
Were no one.
This one too. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty catchy.
You cannot. I'm sorry, Biebs.
All right.
This made you who
onto
you
the next
are.
One.
Come on, Herbs, let's get one.
To prove I'm right, I put it in a song. I don't know why you're being shy and turn away when I look into your eyes.
To prove I'm right, I put it in a song. Can I have a hint?
Boy band.
One Direction. You don't know you're beautiful. You're kidding me.
Zayn doesn't like it.
Oh, well, that's why he left the group.
Yeah.
They probably voted him
this
out. You don't like
too.
Our favourite song. This is One Direction. You can't beat them.
So good. So good indeed.
Zane's on my list now.
All right, last one. We'll just do one more.
Okay.
I put you high up in the sky. These are artists that have regretted their songs. And now you're not coming down. It's slowly turned. You let me burn. And now we're ashes on the ground.
It is so hard when you say it like that.
Well, that's the point, isn't it?
I have no idea on any of these.
I would have just played the song.
Would have helped me out, you know?
All right, do you want the song then?
One clue. I came in like a Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball.
She regrets it.
Why?
I don't know, because I guess it was about Liam. Or get a letter.
Well, every song's about Liam, really. Do you regret your career?
It is Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.